We're going to be introducing to you Danny Katoa, one of our special friends in the world of Legal Shield. He's in Hawaii, the network vice president there, doing a phenomenal job. I mean, they've got some momentum going there. It is so exciting. And he's been recognized at the $200,000 ring income level, headed right to the 250 ring, Millionaire Club member many times over. And I remember, Frank, when we had Mr. Katoa here in South Carolina.
Oh, I don't have deck. Had everybody out there at the meeting?
We just had a phenomenal time with him here, and he just made such an impact. And everywhere he goes, he does that. I mean, he is an unforgettable. He is a remarkable person, and it's just
honor. He's a real gentleman too.
Yeah, it's an honor to have him on our call tonight. I know how busy he is.
And we'll have 16,000 people sometimes at a conference.
Convention.
Everybody knows Danny Katoa.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody knows him, and everybody
loves him.
Well, I don't know if everybody loves him.
Probably. Danny,
are you with us?
Thank you so much.
Yes, Mrs. Katoa, can you hear me okay?
We got you fine. What time is it there?
Yeah.
It's 3:28.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm shocked that you're not on the beach. Maybe you are on the beach, yeah. But thank you so much. Our team has been looking forward to this.
Well, it's such an honor for me, sir. And I wanted to say that you and Teresa's excitement hasn't taking a back seat. I mean, you have not toned it down. I just appreciate the example that you guys continue to lead from the front on a daily basis. I'm listening here and how much respect and love and admiration I have for both of you guys. And you continue to give back where you don't need to. You are at a position where you could enjoy your wealth. You can enjoy your lifestyle. But it just goes to show how big of a heart that you guys have. So it's such an honor and a pleasure to be on the line here with you too. Thank you for being a great mentor, great coach, and great leadership that you guys bring so much value, not only through your organization, but the whole entire Legal Shield family. So it's an honor for me to be on the line just to share a little bit for those of you who are brand new. I was a school counselor prior to getting involved in the opportunity. Born and raised in a little third world country, the Pacific. And just like many foreigners, migrated to this incredible country looking for a better life. I was 11 years of age, didn't understand a word of English, and, you know, transitioning from a third world country into the hood of Inglewood, California is a very hard transition. I didn't know that at the time. I was just grateful, honored to have something different, to see something different. And, you know, how I ended up here in Hawaii. I came to University of Hawaii on a football scholarship and did that whole thing. I found my beautiful wife after pursuing a career in professional football. And now we live here in Hawaii, and we got two beautiful boys that we're getting ready to take to Cancun, Mexico, with us here in a couple of weeks. And I just tell you, it's almost unreal. The lifestyle that we have today. I sometimes just feel so blessed. I break down in tears. So grateful for what we have, but I thank God for the opportunity of Legal Shield that allows somebody like myself an even playing ground to go out and practice the philosophies that being taught and being shared from leadership. People who have paved the way, people who have made the mistakes, people who have gained the success, that are willing to so freely, openly give us the information that will help us change our lives. And, you know, I don't know anywhere you can go in America where somebody who has made it, you know, there's a life on the other side of money. They call it lifestyle. And I just don't know where you can go voluntarily and have someone give you that freely without having to charge you for it. And right here on this line, guys, don't take your leadership for granted. There's been many ring earners and executive directors that have been broken in the Accordions organization, but I believe the best is truly yet to come. And so just want to share with you guys a few tips, some insights that helped me build my business in a marketplace where they say that nobody ever done it. You know, I had a Millionaire Club member when I first got started in 2003 told me, hey, we try to build down there in Hawaii. Hawaii's, you know, a little bit different. People do things differently in Hawaii. And, you know, I really find out as I travel the States today in Canada is that everybody do things a little different in their own area. But one thing that I do know for a fact is that we pay our bills with the same money you pay your bills in South Carolina. We pay our bills here in Hawaii with the same. I know that you guys get bills there just the same way we get bills here in Hawaii. And so I understood that if the law of logic and rationale, if success can happen in Florida, it can happen here in Hawaii. If success can happen in Boston, Massachusetts, it can happen in Utah, right? It, meaning you can fly water from the state of California. When you land in Hawaii, it won't turn into Kool-Aid. It will turn into water. It will still be water. And what I mean by that, the law of logic and rationale, is that we have to be open as a student. Even one of the hardest times for me to stay open in the process is when I started making money. When I started making money, I started developing this ego and this pride that I knew it all. And then I needed to stop learning. I needed to stop hearing information because what I was doing, based on the result, what I was doing was right. And so I'll get in more into that, but stay open. You know, it's very hard to try to open a closed door, especially when it's locked. And it's the same concept here with trying to build a business with the same mindset that you came into the business with. You know, I was once told that you couldn't solve a problem with the same mindset you created the problem in. You have to become bigger than the problem. Well, you have people, you have leaders, you have warriors that came before you. They have paved the way. And so now you don't have to try to figure it out, right? You can just work it out if you're willing to obey the information that's been given out. And so when I understood that information, when I understood, okay, people got started before me in Legal Shield. They did Legal Shield here in Hawaii. But what are you going to do differently, Danny? And when I dived into this my first 2 years, my first year, I tried to do it every way outside the system. I tried to do it Danny's way. I tried to do it my sponsor way. But once I listened to leadership, to people that were applying the system and had the results that I wanted, I'm telling you, there was a significant shift in my business where we went from 4 people in the room to 250 people in less than 90 days. How does that happen? It's because we were able to dial in and listen in to people who have already done it. And when you apply information with substance, it's amazing the results that you can get. So let me get into it real quick, right? Be open. Be open all the time. Even when bad things happen, be open. Stay open. And in our business, we have two facets of the business, right? We have a network marketing side of the business, then we have a B2B side of the business. One side of the business is governed by a system, right? And the other side of the business it has a system into it, but it also requires you to develop skills. And I was closed to one area, but I was open to one area. I'll share a little bit more into it. Today I'm a full-service associate. I recruit into both of those areas and find their strengths. And I plug people into it. But let me just talk about, because I only have about 15 minutes, let me just talk about the system, how it operates, and how you can work and plug into it and watch it change everything in your business, right? And so our 10 core commitments that you hear so often, and I know we hear it all the time. We hear it so much that it almost becomes redundant to hearing it. We start rebelling. We say, I know that. I know that information. No, I know. It's like me knowing how to work out. I'm an ex-athlete. I know what to eat. I know what to do to lose weight, but I don't do what I know, right? So we know information, but doing what we know, that's a whole different challenge, a ball game. So our 10 core system tells us that there are things that we need to do daily, there are things that we need to do weekly, and there are things that we do monthly, and there's things we do annually, yearly, right? And so when I started to look at those things, I say, okay, the only things that I can control daily, right, those are three things, is that I have to talk to 3 to 5 people a day, read 10 pages of a good book, 15 minutes of a good audio, right, and connect with my workout partner and connect with my leadership to get course corrected, right? Those are three things that I could do. And so all those other things are weekly basis, monthly basis, and annual basis. But this was daily. And it was a fight. I tell you, it was a fight for me to shift my paradigm and start incorporating this behavior into my daily routine, to my daily activity. And I tell you, I did not want to read the book, because reading was not a, how do I say this? It was not a strength of mine, okay? Reading was bad. You know, my English was bad. And so I had to fight. I said, look, if I want something different, then I have to be willing to stay up and do something different, right? And so I started having this conversation, this self-talk, and getting on the conference call, listening in to people, how they combat their challenges and how they increase their lead in the process, and then that having to gain fuel from them to be able to push me to go out and talk to people. Now, that was not something in my cup of tea, to talk to people. And so at that time, we had VHS, and so I would go. My logic told me that I should go to the supermarkets, to the magazine area, and just go place a VHS video in the magazine area. Somebody is going to pick it up. They're going to take it home. They're going to watch it, and then they're going to find my card in the video, and they're going to pick up the card and say, I'm going to call this guy, and I'm going to sign up. That's how I framed it all in my mind. That's how I conformed into my little comfort zone, that to validate why I needed to stay the same. But watch this. There was something that happened in my activity, and even going in and leaving those videos in the magazine area. Right? I didn't know that a thing called a body in motion stays in motion. You know, when you start doing activity, even though it's wrong activity, if you stay consistent with the activity, you'll start to figure out how to do it right. And then when you start to do the activity, it's amazing, because you'll start to gravitate and communicate with people who are doing activity. If you don't do no activity, it's amazing how you gravitate and you communicate with people that don't do activity, right? And one can serve you and the other one doesn't serve you at all. And so it was amazing, because I started figuring out that I was losing $6, $7 every VHS video, and how long was I going to do that, because I didn't have enough money to sustain. And so my point of sharing this with you, when you understand our system or what to do, then you start to do it daily and getting better at the game. You are listening to somebody who went to their first networking event, and I got up to pronounce my name. I couldn't even say a word. I started sweating. I started crying, and I walked out of the room and never went back. I left the notebook and everything else in there, never went back, right? But I came home, I told my wife what happened. She band-aided me, she encouraged me, and she said, hey, I'll set up another meeting, just go, plan, do, rehearse. And she reminded me of what a warrior I was on the football field, what a warrior athlete I was. And somewhere along the way, we had this warrior inside of us. You don't have to be an athlete to be a warrior. It's just in us, right? And sometimes we just need somebody to believe in us. But I'm telling you, when you stand up to discipline, to learn this new discipline, there's a lot of great possibilities. It's amazing. I think my mentor, Mr. Hume, says the best, that
once you take a stand for something, God will weave people into the fabric of your destiny to help you attain your goal or achieve what is it that you're looking for. And people ask me all the time, well, how did you do it? How did you, man, this is what we did. I started breaking down the 10 core, the daily, weekly, monthly, and then I started teaching it to other people. The most amazing thing is to my passion and my conviction for the daily method of routine started happening. It started compounding. And I didn't know, you know, the whole 90-day run. I didn't know all of this stuff. This is what I understood. If that was a system that was in place, and if I can learn the system and I can help teach others and plug people into it, right, people will get connected and they will become guilty by association in a good way. That's the beauty of this. Watch this. I'm telling you, this call right here, every week, some of us will take it for granted because it's just a call. This is not just a call. This is a call that you get to hear from somebody who's already done it, right? So you have to personalize it in the way that, man, the Accordion is speaking to thousands, but they're just talking to me right now. This is my personal time, that this is how I'm going to get my information, that it's going to fuel me for this whole entire week, that I need to go out and get it done. That takes a different mindset. The mindset that I had prior to was like, man, whatever. It wasn't negative. It just wasn't. I couldn't believe that somebody was willing to give me the answers to the test. I couldn't believe that somebody was willing to help me change my life if I was willing to participate in my own rescue. We learned from Nick Serber today that there's only two things that holds us back from really believing that this can happen for us. It's one, that we haven't done it enough, and the other one, we haven't done it right. And if you do the other one, you'll get the other result. You'll be able to serve the purpose of doing it enough to do it right. You'll gain the results. You'll gain fruit, and then you'll be able to adjust. Guys, this business is a very simple business. And one of those systems, this system right here in networking, I'm telling you, there's no difference from us and McDonald's. There's no difference. If you go to McDonald's, the same, the French fry machine is never on the right. It's always on the left. The McFlurry's to the right. Cheeseburger go on the yellow wrapping. The Filet Fish goes on the blue wrapping. They never put the Big Mac in a wrapping. It always goes in a box. Right. This is system, right? And so you can take a kid from Korea right now, fly down here to Hawaii, he'll run McDonald's with no problem because the same picture of the French fries that's there in Korea is the same one here in Hawaii. And that's what we have. And you are, and I both know that McDonald's burgers is not the healthiest burgers in the world, but they make billions of dollars because their system works and is appealing, right? Guys, we have a way better product that serves a way better purpose than McDonald's does. I'm not knocking on McDonald's, right? But I'm just saying, it's just to have a system. Save yourself time, energy, and money. That's it. Save yourself time, energy, and money. Don't try to figure it out. Work it out. Obey it out. It will happen for you. You just have to do it consistently. Be patient. Be patient with your result, but be urgent with the activity that it takes to discipline the disappointment and stay focused on getting plugged in. Guys, it's getting plugged in is like a vending machine. If it's not plugged into electricity, it does not matter how much money you make, how much money you insert into the machine, nothing is going to come out. So we got to get plugged into the system, right? Get those 10 pages in. Get that 15 minutes of good audio. That's all it's asking. Connect with a workout partner. Reach up to an upline coach to help you get course corrected. Hey, this is what I did today. Would you be able to give me some feedback? That's being open to growth, right? Weekly briefing, right? Weekly training. The briefing. You never want to neglect the assembly. And then we have Oklahoma City coming up here. That's an annual event. I'm telling you, my job is to get people to the event. You know why? Because they can learn better from people like the Accords. They can learn better from people like Dave Savola. They can learn better from people like Brian Carruthers versus just little old me. But I'm part of the system. So I'll promote the system and protect the system because the system will give me everything I want if I protect it and I promote it and I believe it. Guys, I truly believe in life you don't get what you want. You get what you believe. You have to believe like you have never believed before that this is the opportunity of the lifetime. Well, I've been 13 years in the business. I have a different swag about my approach today. I'm the same person, but my belief level is that I believe I can make $1 million a month. I believe that with every fiber in my being. And every day I am fishing and hunting to find somebody that's going to connect me to somebody that's going to connect me to somebody that's going to come in that already has a network of people that's just going to roll out our service and be able to earn $1 million in their first month. And I will find them with a passion because the timing, you couldn't ask for a better timing today. And I've been in it 13 years, and I tell you, I'm just getting started. So get fired up, family. This is an exciting time. Look forward to seeing everybody in Oklahoma City. Make the sacrifice. I'm telling you, go. You'll see the big picture. Once you see the big picture, you're able to come home and put the puzzles together. You will never be the same. That's what's happened for me, and that's what's happened for many millionaires on Legal Shield who've ever made the sacrifice to go and witness the foundation and the purpose of our company. I'm gonna leave you guys with this. Guys, don't take your leadership for granted. Don't take your leadership for granted. Make sure you honor it. Make sure you support them. Make sure that you listen. Here's what I've learned over the last few years. Pride and ego has killed more people than any war, any disease, any malpractice. It has separated relationship. It has ruined family. It has ruined relationship. It has demoted people from position of earning quality life living just out of pride and ego, because most people are not willing to forgive and most people are not willing to ask for help. Guys, don't be that guy. Ask for help. Ask for the support. Don't be stuck. Don't live a life of blame. Right now is such an exciting time. We can all change our lives by staying open and taking advantage of this opportunity. Mr. and Mrs. Coyne, I so appreciate you. All that you continue to stand for, the integrity that you walk on, the example that even though you're in South Carolina, we still tell your story on a daily basis. We still feed off of the success of just the stand that you have taken to stand and participate for your family has given so much life all the way here to the Pacific Islands. And we thank you. We can't wait to see you. God bless, and I turn the call back over to you.
Mr. Katoa, I feel like a warrior after this call.
Gosh, thank you so much.
Yeah, the wisdom in that call was wonderful. I like that. What was it, pride and ego?
And that's so true.
Yeah, I think pride, ego, and arrogance has taken more people to their financial needs and their personal needs than anything that I know. But that was very nice of you to do that training on that. And I know everybody on the phone has enjoyed your training because, you know, sometimes people drop off, but we have people coming on.
I know. The call's been growing as you've been talking.
I think they've been calling and saying, oh, you got to hear it. You got to hear this.
I know. Gosh. And we've got John and Elizabeth Gardner on the line with us. I know we're going to be having them announce some of the upcoming new services that are going to be rolling out. But before we do that, John, Elizabeth, anything you'd like to say to Mr. Katoa?
I stand in awe listening to that. Danny, I stand in awe as I listen to what Danny had to say. I mean, you could just sit there, and if you if you let that sink in, if you let the fact that he realizes, don't forget what path others have built, you know, to go down it, and read your 10 pages a day. Listen to your leaders. There are paths that others have gone down that you don't need to plow anymore. And I sat there listening in awe. I mean, it was really very, very powerful. So
yeah, we agree. And Danny, thank you one more time from the whole team and from the gardeners and the leadership of our company here. We appreciate everything you just did. And you're welcome to stay on the line for a few minutes. Gardner's going to go over the 7 new things the company's getting ready to do. Then y'all hang on, get a pencil if you hadn't read the newsletter, and I want to turn it right over to him. John Libby, y'all take it from here, buddy. I think we lost him.
Elizabeth,
no, you didn't.
John?
No, you didn't. Hold on. I'm about to give you to Elizabeth. We were just switching over here. Hold on.
Get over here. He feels like a warrior, too.
I know. Danny, that was so awesome.
Yeah, Danny, thank you so much, buddy. All right, y'all stand by. Elizabeth Godner is getting her stuff together here.
I'm right here.
Thank you, Elizabeth, for being on. We know we're running a little late, but we're going to turn it right over to you.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. And, Mr. Katoa, thank you for your time. You are amazing, as always, and your story is just so inspiring. We just appreciate your time tonight. But I am going to cover here some exciting things that are going on with Legal Shield. Obviously, we understand what's happening in the marketplace, the growth that's going on, and all, and it's just an exciting time. You know, John and I did a luncheon today, and just, you know, the energy in the room with the new people, they get it. I mean, it's exciting. And, you know, and if you look at what corporate is doing, what Jeff Bell is doing, you can't help but be excited. Just the new things coming down the pike. I mean, this June, our Legal Shield app is going to be updated. You're going to literally, they're going to redesign the app. You're going to have instant access to your law firm, to your member perks, and make it easier for you to keep your information up to date. And so, you know, they're upgrading. I mean, the app has been a game changer to those of us in the marketplace who are literally leading with that. You know, we're starting with, you know, first let's download the app, get it on your phone. So they understand what you say from that point forward, how you access it. And that's going to be updated with all these new things. Snap by Legal Shield is something else that they're introducing. It's going to be available inside the Legal Shield app. The Snap feature is going to make it possible for you to take a picture of your traffic ticket inside the app and instantly send it to your law firm. That's coming out in June as well. So these announcements and actual new features are going to be coming down the pike literally in just the next few weeks. Many of us know about Shake by Legal Shield. It is a company that Legal Shield acquired a little while back, and it provides free forms to our members that they can use, and then of course submit to their provider law firms to get advice on and to get to make changes from. So, you know, if somebody wants to incorporate, somebody wants to do anything contract related to generate a contract, and instead of paying an attorney to create that contract, you'd literally go to Shake by Legal Shield, download the template, make the changes, submit it to the law firm. They tell you yes, no, you know, change this, don't change this. It's just under contract view. So just a powerful thing that is going to roll out in full in July. There's another one, Launch by Legal Shield. And this makes it easy to start a business and give you everything you need, state-specific forms and a dedicated attorney in a one-stop shop. They are going to do that. So anybody who wants to start a new business, Legal Shield is launching Launch by Legal Shield. So it's going to help new people start their new businesses by giving them all the legal advice, paperwork, things that they need. And that's coming in August. I mean, when I'm looking at this list, I just can't imagine what our convention's going to be like in July with all the new things coming down the pike. Obviously, many of us know about Ask by Legal Shield, but Ask by Legal Shield is about to get even better. They're going to be adding more free answers to the most commonly asked questions, legal questions, and with more than 1,500 questions answered just by the app that's free. So if somebody's not quite ready to get a Legal Shield membership, you can get them to ask Legal Shield so they can use that to get answers to their legal questions, and that's coming in September. All those enhancements are coming in September. A new legal plan that they're announcing. I mean, I told you there's just tons of things that are about to roll out, that roll down the pike. This is in October. We have what they're calling a legal plan for the gig economy drivers. And what does that mean? It is a new legal plan that's going to provide legal consultation and moving traffic violation coverage for individuals that drive their personal cars for income-producing activities. Obviously, we can't call it the Uber plan, but there's a lot of people who use their cars for more than just Uber, and so this plan will be specifically targeted to those people. And last but not least, and something I'm extremely excited about, because I think it really shows how they're focused on every aspect of our business. They're focused on the initial use with the app. They're focused on helping us address other areas. But here's this one. It's called Enhance by Legal Shield. And what it is doing, and this one's going to launch in November, is this one is focused on the law firms. It is going to help support the law firms and the lawyers by providing them educational opportunities, technological resources, and real lawyer ratings, including net promote scores from their clients. And what that's going to do is it's going to enhance our ability to give our law firms feedback, get them, they're literally going to have ratings, and it's going to help them, help us help our law firms and help our members help our law firms be better. And we know that when they're better, our members get better service. They do a phenomenal job now. But listen, there's always room for improvement. We have an opportunity to improve our business every day, and they are in the same boat. They have the opportunity to improve their business, which, in fact, helps improve our business every day. And so rolling out in November is a completely new program to help those attorneys be better servants to us, educate them, technological resources, and real attorney ratings. So each lawyer will have an individual rating that they can gauge themselves against. They can gauge their growth. They can gauge how well they are delivering the services to our members, because ultimately this business is all about helping people build their dream. And by doing that, by us focusing on that, a big component of that is our residual income. Isn't that where the dream comes from, is the residual income? Yeah, it's hard to stay focused on the residual income when the upfront money is so awesome. But the residual income is the dream, and that comes from fantastic service, us selling the product right, but them delivering the product right. And this is just another enhancement that's going to help us take that to the next level. I mean, we're already at 82% persistency year over year. I mean, think about what happens, and I don't remember the numbers, what happens when that goes up another percentage and another percentage, where people realize the value of our product long term, because ultimately, wouldn't we love that everybody who bought a plan used the plan, loved the plan, kept the plan for the rest of their life? Just exciting to see the company rolling it out where they are offering all these new enhancements to our members, the enhancements to us as businesses, and of course, all these enhancements to our law firms as well. So just exciting stuff. Starting next month, rolling out all the way through November, we're going to have just something new, it looks like, almost every month. So just exciting stuff. So, Frank and Teresa, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
No, I think you're doing a great job, Dick.
Yeah, that was awesome stuff.
Way to go, Elizabeth. Nobody delivers it more professionally than you do. And Danny Couture is still with us, and we appreciate that. And and to all of you who are still on, and we know it lasted a little long tonight, but Elizabeth, this is some exciting news here. I think everybody ought to be cranked up.
And I want to add, as we close the call out tonight, everybody, that it is very obvious that there's a lot of momentum building in this company. I mean, you can look, when you hear about what's going on in Hawaii with, under the leadership of Mr. Katoa, when you look at what's happening with the meetings even here in Charleston,
up in Charlotte, with Corey Muhammad.
Everywhere. The meetings, everything, y'all, we are in such a wonderful position. And with all these things rolling out, and believe me, this is not everything. This is these are the seven they announced. There are other things in the works, I'm sure. And so my thought is this, that the tidal wave is building. And, yes, all the votes can be on that tidal wave and benefit from it, but if your boat's not on that tidal wave, if you're not on it, if you're not in activity mode like Mr. Katoa was talking about tonight, the benefit of having all this momentum and everything, and it's contagious, especially if you're in that activity mode, it does become contagious, and it builds and builds. So it is definitely time for all of us to get not just our ship in the sea, but all of our team. We've got to convey this excitement, this momentum, these new things coming, and really get people involved in the daily activity.
Yeah, the best way to leverage this call tonight, and if they weren't on, is to get them to re-listen to it. But the second best is you to sit down with them and say, Have you know about the seven things they're getting ready to do right now? And just go over it the best you can and have them go look up the information.
It's on Facebook all over the place. You know, my personal Facebook page is there, and I need to post it on our performance page.
And we're just so excited to have everybody on. I mean, it was just so great to hear some voices on here we hadn't heard in a while. Thank everybody, each and every one of you. This is Frank. And by the way, you know, I was talking to some people today about they wanted to start a business. It was going to cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to do the business. And you know, I think this is about the only business I know you can start from your piggy bank and build it into a biggie bank. I mean, you can literally start out of your piggy bank. I mean, most people have $99 in their piggy bank. And you can build it into a real biggie bank here. And so, you know, give your friends and your family a break. You know, let them know what's going on. Let them know the excitement we've got going. Because they're always going to be looking for something, too, because most of them are going to retire and not have a damn thing when they get done. So, listen, this is Frank and Teresa, and we appreciate each and every one of you every week and every day. We know what you go through because we've been through it, and so is the leadership on the phone. So thank you. And thank Tom Miner for his participation
tonight. Absolutely. And Mr. Katoa, one more time, thank you so much for pouring out to our team.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Love you.